First official speech as Prime Minister Friday, Labour leader Keir Starmer said he would lead a government of service on a mission of renewal. Starmer made the remarks outside No. 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the British Prime Minister. The official Prime Minister, within just a few hours of visiting King Charles III at Buckingham Palace, where he officially assumed office. In his remarks, he acknowledged many Britons are disillusioned with government, but said he would try to restore their faith, saying, "My government will make you believe again." Known well in Britain, Starmer is something of a new face as a national leader on the world stage. Reporting from London, correspondent Henry Ridgewell spoke with VOA's Steve Miller about just who this new prime minister is.
Sir Keir Starmer, as he's known in Britain, is a figure widely known, of course, because of the election campaign and because he's led Labour since the resignation of Jeremy Corbyn. But perhaps his background is less known. He started off as a human rights lawyer. He was a Labour activist in his university and early 20s. In his later legal career, he actually became the chief prosecutor and was responsible for prosecuting high-profile crimes, including terrorism court cases here in Britain.
U.S. President Joe Biden is fighting to save his endangered re-election effort Friday as he holds a rally and sits down for a network television interview in the pivotal battleground Midwestern state of Wisconsin, with his every answer sure to be scrutinized for evidence of his competency and fitness to run for office. The interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos is being taped after a campaign rally in Madison, Wisconsin. The interview is expected to be intensive and probing, and the two people familiar with the president's efforts said he has been preparing aggressively. For more on this story and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. India's Foreign Minister Vinay Quatra said Friday, addressing India's trade imbalance with Russia are among Prime Minister